figure 30 shows us movable card ADF indications. Here's a question. Let's look at figure 30, illustration number 1. What outbound bearing is the aircraft crossing? See the needle pointing to the station? If you fly a bearing of 210, that'll take you to the station. So the aircraft is on the 210 bearing to the station. However, the question is asking you, what outbound bearing is the aircraft crossing? It's crossing the 210 bearing to the station. The outbound bearing, therefore, is 030. That's the correct answer choice. Which ADF indication represents the aircraft tracking to the station with a right crosswind? A right crosswind, the aircraft is flying to a station, and the crosswind from the right is causing the aircraft to weather vane into the wind. So the aircraft's heading is actually pointing over to the right of the of where it's going. So the heading is offset to the right of its track. If it's going to a station, if there were no wind and the aircraft were tracking to a station directly and no wind, the needle would be right on the nose. If the airplane is holding a right wind correction angle, where do you think the needle is going to be with relation to the nose of the airplane? If the airplane turns to the right to establish a right wind correction angle, the ADF indicator is going to continue to point to the station, which is no longer lined up with the nose of the airplane. Relative to the nose of the airplane now, that station is over to the left. So choice 4 would be the correct answer. Choice 4 is the correct answer. Let's keep looking at this figure. Let's look at illustration number 3. What is the magnetic bearing from the station? Well, the needle points to the station. Looks like it's just shy of 300 degrees. So the magnetic bearing to the station is about 295, maybe. So what's the reciprocal of 295? Look at the tail of the needle. 115 degrees is your bearing from the station. Here's my favorite question in this whole group. Look at illustration 2. Determine the approximate heading to intercept the 180 bearing to the station. So in other words, where would you point the airplane in order to intercept or cross the 180 bearing to the station, after which time, of course, you would turn and establish yourself on that bearing if you're taking it to the station. If you continued on your present heading, where is the needle going to swing? You're flying to the north. The station is to your 8 o'clock position. As you go further and further where you're going, the needle is going to continue to swing to the left. So if you do nothing, you're going to intercept the 180 bearing. You won't be taking it to the station, but you'll certainly intercept it. You'll fly right past it pretty quickly. So you know you have to turn to the left. So if you've turned to a heading of 180 and the needle pointed to the right slightly, you would say, I'm going to take whatever the needle deflection is and double that for my intercept angle. So I'm flying 180, the needle is reading 190, that's 10 degrees. I'll double my heading of 180. I'll go to 200 degrees. A 200 degree heading will eventually intercept that bearing in a no wind condition. So the closest answer to 200 is 220. Two more questions. Let's look at illustration 2. Same one we're looking at. What magnetic bearing should you use to fly to the station? What is your bearing to the station right now? It's 190 degrees, right? So, if you turn to 190, you will be flying to the station on the 190 bearing to the station. So, what magnetic bearing should the pilot use to fly to the station? Right now, 190 degrees. And finally, the easiest question of them all. Look at illustration 1. Determine the magnetic bearing to the station. The needle points to the station. The compass card is indicating 210 degrees. That is the magnetic bearing to the station. Let's look at figure 31.